Finally, let's end with some more Supreme Court news. This one is about a local case. Today, the court ruled in favor of former Bremerton football coach Joe Kennedy. He was fired 7 years ago by the Bremerton School District for praying at the 50-yard line at the end of high school games. We spoke to UW School of Law Professor Clark Lombardi about the case back in April. It raised issues related to a key clause in the First Amendment, which says the state cannot make any law, quote, respecting an establishment of religion. Lombardi said Kennedy's case hinged on a question of whether the coach was acting as an individual or a state employee.
If a teacher or a DA or any government official is being fired for something that they said at work, then the court has to analyze whether their speech was taken in their private capacity as a citizen who is speaking on a matter of public concern, as opposed to being a public, speaking in their capacity as public official. So there are parties in this case that want to say what the coach was doing. Whenever the coach walks across a football field, he is acting in his capacity as coach, and he has no First Amendment rights. And that's one of the arguments that was made by the school board, and one of many, but it's one of the arguments that the court below, the Ninth Circuit, seemed to accept. And it said, basically, whenever a coach is on the football field after a game, he's acting in his capacity as coach, and any speech he has is government speech, and it's always subject to review. And a number of the justices are very disturbed about that because they worry that that's going to keep Christians from having cross tattoos revealed as when their sleeve comes up when they're talking to students, or would prevent Muslim teachers from wearing a headscarf.
Professor Lombardi also said back in April that this decision will likely have a long-term impact on how schools consider religious issues moving forward.
Whatever comes out of this case, schools and public institutions will have a roadmap for how they should write their regulations to ensure that they can prevent exactly this type of behavior and not be accused of anti-religious behavior. It's really just laying out a series of steps that schools will have to take, and they're probably useful schools that maybe schools should take to ensure that when policies are developed, they are understood by all to be neutral and not expressions of hostility to religion.